Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's another fun place to visit. This is our Best of the Midwest series. We do it on Thursdays, usually at this time. The executive director of Pure Ludington, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, is Brandy Miller. Brandy, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us where Ludington is.
Sure. Well, for your listeners in the Chicago area, we are located right on the shore of Lake Michigan, just about 4 hours north, right in Michigan, and right on the shoreline. So an easy jaunt north.
So I go around, I do, I make the turn, now I'm going north. What are the towns I go by before I get to you?
Yeah, you'll probably pass through like St. Joe, Saugatuck, Holland, Grand Haven, and then eventually you'll make your way to Ludington.
So is that a lakeside community? Is it all about the water there?
Yes, woods and water is very much what visitors can expect here when visiting Ludington. We, are located right on Lake Michigan. We have some of Michigan's best and award-winning beaches, that sugar sand that people love, and all year round we have beautiful sunsets, even this fall.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, right there looking west to the water, and the sunset must be beautiful. So is it a big town? What? Tell me a little bit just about your community there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a relatively small town, but, you know, a lot of charm. We kind of consider ourselves a quintessential up north getaway. So small, charming community, certainly with lots of amenities and great attractions. But it really is for a visitor who's looking for a little slower pace and a place to kind of feel like it's their own.
And you can travel 8 hours if you want to go way up to northern Wisconsin or Michigan, but you are cutting that in half with, it sounds like, a lot of the things you might travel further north for. What am I going to do? What am I going to see when I go to Ludington?
Yeah, sure. Well, you mentioned the journey here, and although we're a little bit past the sailing season, for those who are looking to start their trip a little early or make a loop across Lake Michigan, we do offer the SS Badger, which is a cross-lake ferry that travels between Ludington, Michigan, and Manitowoc, Wisconsin, mostly through May and early October. So if you're traveling in those months, that's a fun, really cool experience, as it's the last coal-fired steamship in the United States. So, but otherwise, when you come to Ludington, like I mentioned, woods and water are really a lot of outdoor recreation experiences. We have a really charming but thriving and vibrant downtown, lots of events, breweries, wineries, and certainly outdoor recreation really round out what people certainly enjoy about coming to our area. And fall is a great time to come, even though we are definitely known for our beach town experience.
Where am I going to stay when I go there?
Well, this fall especially, we have a number of properties that offer 50% off a second night stay. And it's a variety of accommodations that people can expect to find here. We have beautiful historic homes that are bed and breakfast now that are nearby our downtown. A lot of independent owned motels that are near the water. If you're looking for more of a cabin resort experience, we have certainly a lot of those at Hamlin Lake, which is just north of Ludington proper. And then you have some of your more convenient or well-known hotels as well. So a little bit of everything, depending on what kind of experience you're looking to have.
Isn't there a bike trail along the lakefront there?
Yes. Yep. Lots of biking nearby. The Hart Montague Trail is just south of us. It doesn't have a connecting trail right to us, but we have a lot of urban trails nearby, and then certainly M116 as you head out towards Ludington State Park takes you right along the lakeshore, which is a beautiful hiking but biking primarily shoreline excursion.
Is that the Cartier Park pathway?
That one is part of our urban track. The Cartier Park pathway is a paved 1 mile loop, and then there are also an additional couple miles of mountain bike trails near there. And they connect to another system of trails through our school forest property, which is all mountain bike trails, which in the fall, winter, people love to hike through those trails as well, and even cross-country ski and snowshoe when we finally have some snowfall this way.
Yeah, where am I going to eat and where am I going to drink when I go up to Ludington?
Yeah, two most important things when traveling. We have some great, unique restaurants. Certainly, some of them have waterfront views and a little bit of fare for everybody. So breweries are a great spot. A lot of people love to check out our breweries. We have Jamesport Brewing Company and Ludington Bay Brewing Company, both offering unique menu items, beer pairings, a lot of seasonal menu items as well. And then we also have some local wineries, which this time of year are great to check out, especially that definitely fits the flavor of fall color tours. So nearby, you can check out those as well. So a lot of our restaurants really do a good job of infusing their menus with local products as well as seasonal menu items as well.
Is there a place to pick apples anywhere nearby?
Yes, yeah. We have several nearby orchards and fall excursions. Lewis Farm Market is a popular spot for families. They've got apple picking, corn mazes, train rides, all the things you could think mm-hmm. to do. But there are also some other farms nearby that are independently run, like Christofferson Farms. You can pick seasonal peaches and apples. And through the summer months, you're able to pick a lot of fresh fruit as well. So, yes, roadside markets, you pick farms, plenty of those opportunities as people are checking out the beautiful fall colors.
It was a year ago or so, we went to some place in Michigan and we're picking apples. And, you know, you'd have a couple rows of one kind of apple and then a couple rows, another. And it was amazing to me how different all of those types of apples tasted and how good they were. I was just talking to my wife about that the other day. I want to do that.
Yes, it's not just for the photo op. It really is a wonderful experience. As you mentioned, there's so much variety and there's nothing like a fresh-picked apple.
Yeah. So maybe a B&B, some of that. What are some of the festivals that are coming up? Probably you're planning for Christmas stuff now or Thanksgiving stuff. What's on the calendar?
Yeah, holidays and winter are certainly on our mind. Although fall is just getting started. We had a wonderful September, and it still felt like summer. So fall has really kicked off. So if you're looking for fall color, certainly head this way. We're probably at like 20%, 25% peak color right now. Along the shoreline, we get it a little later. So you've got a few weeks yet in October to really experience some peak color this way. But certainly winter is on its way. And downtown Ludington is kind of the highlight of our holiday activities. If you're kind of looking for that Norman Rockwell, like, quintessential kind of holiday experience, check out Ludington. It certainly is that feeling of nostalgia. We have a Christmas parade and tree lighting. Our high school band and choir lead the community through caroling and some great festive music as we kick off the holiday season right after Thanksgiving. Nearby, as I mentioned, there's lots of outdoor winter activities like snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. We do lantern-lit snowshoe hikes as long as there is snow. Otherwise, those are lantern-lit hikes, which are awesome, out near Ludington State Park. And the big thing in downtown Ludington is we do it big to welcome in the new year. And so the streets of downtown Ludington close off and fill in with thousands of people to ring in the new year for our New Year's Eve ball drop, which we do annually. And the sky fills with fireworks right overhead and live music, outdoor beer garden. It's really a festive celebration. And we go big for the new year. So we are closing in on 2025. And so it's a great time to make plans to join us for
when
that.
When people say they went to Ludington, is there a place they say you should go to eat? Or is there I know you can't do them all and you love them like your kids, but just give me a name of a spot or two.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I travel all over talking about Ludington. And the couple things that people tell me I've taken a trip on the SS Badger, and we definitely get ice cream at House of Flavor. So House of Flavors is a nod back to kind of the 50s soda shops.
Mm-hmm.
They've got an awesome, just festive, fun environment. Their staff does an amazing job. And all summer long, there is a line wrapped around the corner House of Flavors of everybody waiting to get their ice cream. So we call all the visitors cone lickers because they are always traveling with an ice cream cone in hand and making their way to the water.
Yes,
so
yes.
That is definitely a must-see and do and experience. So they offer breakfast, lunch, dinner, so, you know, meals as well. But it's a fun spot.
House of Flavors. And that SS Badger, do I pick that up in Milwaukee?
Actually, that is a little north in Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
So you go to Manitowoc, and yes, then you come across to Ludington, huh?
Yes. Yep.
But you better hurry.
It's about a four-hour trip across, but on board they have tons of amenities, a movie theater, a museum, gift shop. The thing to do is definitely play Badger Bingo while you're on board, and they often have live music, food, restaurant, bar. They really have a lot going on. So it really starts your trip right when you get on board.
PureLuddington.com is the website for details on all of this. Brandy Miller is the executive director of Pure Luddington, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Nice to talk to you, Brandy. Sounds lovely.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for letting me share.
You bet.